Can you believe? It is difficult to believe. It was 2 years ago today. I'm going to have to go back and listen to the tape to see what we were talking about 2 years ago today. Now, some of you may be wondering who have been unplugged from the Matrix the last 2 years and generally just don't know. What the hell are you talking about, you moron? What happened 2 years ago today? Maggie put the picture in the chat room. It's the most clear one that you can get. I also think that it's symbolic. Because the one that I put in today's placard for the video stream that not very many of you watch, you could upgrade today, crusadechannel.com/upgrade. We do have TV every morning. Not that you'd want to look at me, but you can. Here's what it looked like when Pence, Bull Pence, held it up. You can see that sheet, that piece of paper that's in his left hand there, that thick government-issued cardboard paper. What does it say on it? It actually says 15 days to slow the spread. And you can see standing behind Pence, my picture's in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. You can see Orange Man Bad looking on, scowling a bit. Can you put the one that you have of Trump in there so people can see that? Because that's Trump actually shows the placard and then shows the plan. And he's proud of it. I don't think people, especially there it is, boom, MAGA people should ever forget. He went along with it. What would you have done if you were in his position, JKD? I would have been suspicious of that murderous wretch, Anthony Fauci, blabbing in my ear the apocalypse. Remember now, Trump had fought these guys off from around the 1st of February all the way up until here. He had been fending them. He'd given them the Heisman Trophy stiff arm and largely kept them at bay. And then finally he cracked. Look at the Pence in the background. You just see that evil? That yeah, we're going to get away with this. You're going down, Orange Man. That's what Pence looks like back there. You're going down, Orange Man. Now, just for poops and giggles, play what you were listening to earlier here, because I was listening to what she was listening to. I said, go find the press conference. She and Ms. O'Connell said, do we really have to listen to it? And I said, well, I'm not excited about it. I'm not sanguine about it either. But it may be illustrative to actually go back and listen to what it was that they told us 2 years ago today. It was 2 years ago today. I remember watching it and going like, nope, nope. And then 15 days turned into 15 days to slow the spread, turned out to 2 weeks to flatten the curve. 2 weeks to flatten the curve, turned out to 2 months to flatten the curve. And then 2 months to flatten the curve, turned out to 3 months to get to summer, and in 3 months to get to summer, the Operation Warp Speed, we got a vaccine in the pipeline, and then 3 months turned into 4 months, and then 4 months turned to 5 months, and then 5 months turned, and then all of a sudden, here we are in March 2022, still talking about it. And some people still pining away for the glory days. Let's go back to the way we were united at the beginning of COVID. You actually have it? All right, here. Here's the way it sounded 2 years ago today.
Well, thank you all. I'll report on today's action by the White House Coronavirus Task Force. The president and our entire team continue to be inspired by the way people all across this country are putting into practice 15 days to slow the spread. We are 10 days into the 15 days. And let me say again to every American, if you're in an area that's been impacted by the coronavirus, it's absolutely essential that you listen to state and local authorities for guidance. But for every
American, because they would never lie to you.
What you can do is implement the practices outlined in the president's coronavirus.
Now it's buffering. Maybe other people are reliving the magic. It's like a
today,
Disney commercial.
Because we truly do believe that, as millions of Americans have done and will continue to do, that we can significantly impact the rate of growth in this epidemic in our country. We can spare Americans from exposure to the coronavirus, and we can save lives. And so on behalf of the president and our entire task force, I want to say thank you to the American people. And thank you for your cooperation.
Hey,
thank
Pence,
you
go
for
yourself.
The principles in 15 days to slow the spread. We heard about that cooperation today.
I don't want to hear any more of this because it should give all of us nightmares. This was the quintessential epitome of state propaganda. I'm just going to say it, Miss Cindy. If Cindy's listening, this is bullshit. This is absolutely bullshit. I'm sorry. It has to be said. It was.
Bye, Brian.
Now Brian gets to explain to his kid, Daddy, what's bull? Some of us didn't fall for it. I went with him. I can remember saying, this is not going to turn out well. This is not going to turn. This is. I remember saying, remember? This is all going to end in tears. It is all going to end in tears. The state, again, this, everything you ever feared back in the 1990s when the Clinton commies were ascendant, everything that was feared during the Nixon and J. Edgar Hoover regime, everything that was feared when Franklin Delano Obama Roosevelt all led up to that event horizon. And since that event horizon, no truth, no light escapes that wretched hive of villain, of scum and villainy known as Mordor on the Potomac. Not that much truth was escaping from it before. That was the end. That's when, you have to be apprised. Donald John Trump was the commander-in-chief of that war against you and me. Were it not for Trump's acquiescence, most of what happened would not have occurred. They had to get Trump on board, and they did. Don't ever forget. To me, this is the unforgivable. Yeah, we'll forgive you, Donald, but this ain't going to happen again. Which is why the people that are out there pining away for Trump 2024, do you not remember what, do you not remember what he presided over? You know, Julie Kelly had this yesterday, and I said, I'm not going to do it yesterday. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. And we'll talk about it on the actual anniversary. The date of March 16th, 2020, it isn't just a day that will live in infamy. It marked the beginning of the largest crime against humanity since the last world war. I would say that more people are going to die as a result of the corona doom than died during World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and all the wars for political expedience and Raytheon stock prices in the, quote, Middle East, close quote. That will be the end result of this. People are going to die today because they took the jib, the gene therapy. Do you know that yesterday Pfizer actually had the balls to apply for an emergency use authorization so that geezered citizens can get their, what, third or fourth booster jibs? This while the morgues are filling up with people that can't be embalmed because they have blood clots the size of a healthy adult piece of okra stuck in their veins. Julie Kelly. On Saturday morning, my daughter in college texted me, I got sent home 2 years ago today. Feels like a dream. After I responded, she sent an uncharacteristically brief reply. Fabbed. It is sad. Like someone said yesterday, you'll never go back to pre-corona doom living. You know, it's just, as part of this little monologue here and discussion, it might be helpful to some of you to remember what had preceded the corona doom, which was launched by the global cult of death cabal. It was cooked up by the Rockefeller Foundation, another Illuminati. They rehearsed it in Event 201. They have rehearsed it previous to that in 2017 at another event at Harvard Medical School. This had been game planned. They had been working on the propaganda machine and the tools by which they needed to have synchronicity, if you will, in the message. Remember, we would play the montages back then. And today, 15 days to slow the spread is what the president in the White House announced today. This will slow the spread of the coronavirus. And today, 15, and remember they all repeat the exact same thing in the same cadence. And again, I was saying at that time, this is coming straight from Satan himself. These people are too stupid to figure this out and to actually launch this scheme. So they have to have somebody at the center of this, a central intelligence driving the whole thing. And I believe that we were right then, but been proven more right than we could have known, unfortunately. Ms. O'Connell says she was right. Remember what was going on, though. Trump had beaten, what an irony, had beaten the Ukraine gate shampeachment. He had given what many people think was one of the, if you wish to rate such things, the best State of the Union address that had ever been heard. He had gone to Daytona. Remember, he buzzed the crowd in Air Force One? He'd gone to Daytona and gotten into the pace car, and Team MAGA was looking like it was going to be an invincible force in the 2020 re-election, and then out of nowhere comes the corona doom. And of course, it originates in China. Julie Kelly, to say the least, in March 2020, once free citizens around the world surrendered their liberty and livelihoods in a futile attempt to stop a virus. Do you also remember the people that went into lockdown, your friends and neighbors and mine? That I remember one guy got his family together, got the acoustic guitar out, figured out the chords to Margaritaville, and wrote a happy-go-lucky song about how all they were going to enjoy wasting away in 15 days to slow the spreadville or whatever. You remember this? The family, they made this little video and everybody, oh, they're so cute! Like 15 million people viewed it on YouTube. Yay! It's going to be so much fun being locked down and having campfires and s'mores while we fight the virus.